Oh.
Little
Bobby Womack?
Dan Seals and Tom Croft.
No, this isn't Yacht Rock. This is the homies. This is dedication music.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
This is how we used to get down on 1110 KRLA back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Little Bobby Womack.
Yeah.
From Laura in San Gabriel going out to the homie, Little Boo. Over in East LA. She says, I'm sorry, baby. We'll get back together soon.
All right. Good.
I'm still your hyena, regardless of what they say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still your hyena, baby. Mason in Ireland, Live Imaging Tuesday. We mentioned it earlier that the Big Barrett Sports Media Conference is in town next week. You'll be on a panel.
Yes.
With Petros and Money.
Yeah, won't that be cool?
You and Mason in Ireland. You in Ireland. The great Evan Cohen, our friend within the company.
Yes.
Will be moderating it. But I need new business cards for this event because, you know, I got schmooze.
Yeah, oh, sure. This is your big opportunity.
Well, no. I
be the voice of more stations.
Yeah. But I'm a little full right now.
You can do the pony anywhere.
I could. No, the pony's just for LA.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But the voice can be, it's on a few other stations.
Yeah,
maybe
good.
On more.
Good.
But here's the thing. On the business card, should it say, like, Morales, CMM, whatever.
Yeah.
I can get you to the finish line no matter who you are.
It's a bold statement. Very bold statement.
Very bold statement.
I think it's false advertising.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think that's false.
You don't think I can get you to the finish line?
I don't think I want
I've
you
heard
anywhere
Chris,
near
I've heard
me.
Chris say this off air, that he's confident he can.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
but
he
But a
can.
Nice embossed, you know, heavy business
heavy
card.
Heavy business card.
On the front, CMM. On the back, I can get you to the finish line, ..
I don't know
no matter
that's
who you are.
I don't know where that's... I mean, you're going to go to the clubs and use that? Where are you going to use that? Well, that's not really for the
business,
Barrett Sports Media.
You don't think so? You
no,
don't think
I
people want to get to the finish lines at
no.
the Barrett Sports Media
no.
conference?
It's sports. It's always about the finish line.
It is. It's about the goalpost.
The goalpost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're carrying us right now. Thank you.
As J.B. Wong says, it's all about hitting play dirt. Pay dirt. I said play dirt. But it's all about hitting pay dirt.
Yeah. Don't put that on your business card.
Don't put pay dirt.
It's all about play dirt. It's all about the play dirt.
Well, we haven't heard a Rams touchdown in a while.
Hey,
so.
hey.
That wasn't a knock. It's the offseason.
Yeah. I think you meant more than that.
Oh, I didn't, honestly. I mean, it's okay. It's a rebuild. I'm all about the rebuild years.
Are you?
I've got good content ready for the next few seasons.
I bet you do. Oh, God.
Like I do.
It's not going to be a long,
like
belabored
I do to
Sliwa rebuild.
Where I play Adele.
Yes.
Every loss?
Yes.
Get ready, homeboy, for those Mondays.
Go easy on me, man. Go easy on me.
Anytime you want. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right, so Lakers tonight. By the way, don't stop trying to spoil. Bergman, you saw it, right? The Last of Us finale?
I did see the Last of Us finale.
A scale of 1 to 10?
It was the whole show was really good, so I'd give it a 9.
Okay, I'm excited.
That's
I'm going to watch it
I
tonight.
Played the game, though, so I knew what was going to happen.
See, I don't understand. Does it follow the video game?
It follows it perfectly.
Yeah, the guy dies.
What is wrong with you?
Stop it.
No, it's a lot of the scenes are shot for shot from the video game.
I did not know that.
Yep, I played the video game, and it was great. It was a really fun game, and then I'm watching it on the screen. I'm like, I just played this.
So you knew the ending?
I knew everything that was going to happen
the
whole time.
All right, I've never played the game. I'm going to be surprised.
So, like, okay, if you're somebody who played the game, how much of the show is surprise versus, oh, I did not see that coming?
No, I mean, you know everything that's going to happen.
And they still managed to make it really intense and suspenseful.
You're seeing it looks exactly like the game. It's amazing.
Because you would never know, just me watching having never played the game, you would never know it's based on a video game.
Absolutely not. But like there's certain scenes, like, okay, so the very first scene, I'm not going to say what happened, but the very first scene of the show,
yes.
when they're driving away and you're seeing them like kind of going from the back of the car.
And his daughter's in the car.
Yeah, all that. That is directly from the game.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Spoiler.
And you actually, and like there's spoiler. Scenes that you're like there's fight scenes.
Daughter
that,
doesn't make it, by the way.
Well, I don't know why you spoiler. Say that.
It's episode 1.
But it doesn't matter. If they haven't watched it yet, don't know
true,
that.
True. All right, so Lakers tonight at New Orleans. They're actually point and a half favorites at the Pelicans. Who Brandon Ingram is questionable.
Last I looked, he was questionable. I'm going to look right now.
Zion is out.
Zion's out. Jose Alvarado, who you dismiss.
I just but think he's a non-factor.
He's an important part of their defense.
Yeah.
He's out.
Okay.
And Larry Nance Jr. is just recently returning from injury.
So we talked yesterday about sort of the disappearing Anthony Davis. The fact that he had a very, very disappointing game against the Knicks. Afterwards, he said, it's on me. But he did, in the fourth quarter, only take 4 shots. What happened with Anthony Davis, host of the Lakers Locked On podcast?
Locked On Lakers podcast.
Locked On Lakers podcast.
You know, it's 5 days a week.
5 days a
Mace.
Week?
You can get it anywhere you get your podcast. It's never behind a paywall.
Is there a YouTube component?
There is a YouTube component. Excellent. You can watch the show as well as listen. I think part of what's going on right now with AD, because this happened on Friday against the Raptors, except it didn't end up mattering because they won.
Yeah.
I think he is getting used to playing with D'Angelo Russell. Mm-hmm. And not that D'Lo is doing anything wrong or monopolizing the ball, but AD is coming off this period where he had to do everything. And unlike slipping back to playing with LeBron, who he's been with for four seasons,
yep.
he's only played a handful of games with D'Angelo Russell. I also don't think it's helping that Malik Beasley is in a horrible
yeah.
slump right now.
Yeah.
So you need him hitting those shots, providing that gravity. Like the more space AD has and the more defenders are occupied, the better he's going to be able to operate.
See, I just look at it. One of the things that bothers me is their late game execution can be awful. Like, for example, in that game against the Knicks, I think Dennis Schroeder scored the layup, and then they burned off 14 seconds and left only 5 seconds to actually do something.
They were going for a trap, and they didn't get the trap right away. They needed to foul
at that point, just under the basket.
Because they took 14 seconds off. It eventually went to Josh Hart.
Yep.
Josh Hart is basically the same level of free throw shooter as R.J. Barrett, who they had trapped.
Right.
So you weren't getting any worse of an option with Hart versus Barrett. You just lost 14 seconds, like you said.
Exactly.
And that's the sort of thing that you see with them, and whether that is Darvin Ham's inexperience with communication or these guys being relatively new with each other, whatever it is, those are the type of mistakes that this period where they're trying to make the play-in or even a playoff spot, they can't have that. Just can't have it.
By the way, there's a nugget. LeBron James lifted and did rehab during the Lakers shoot-around, per the team. The standstill free throws was the first on-court activity for LeBron since the injury, per the Lakers. That doesn't sound like he's especially close.
No, but Brian Windhorst did say over the weekend on, I believe it was the Saturday night broadcast that's done by, I don't remember if it's ESPN or ABC.
Is that the Mike Greenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that LeBron is real, I'm paraphrasing, but he is really, really trying to ramp up and really, really trying to get out there, which makes me feel like, especially because he tweeted out excitement after the win over the Raptors,
yes.
that LeBron feels like they can do something.
Yeah.
So, because let's be honest, his return was going to be dictated in part by what's
whether
he coming
or not
back to?
They were going to be
right.
making a run.
Because you know that he's probably going to be pushing it in yeah. some ways. Like, you know, his foot's not going to be all the way back.
Yeah.
And they got to be thinking about, all right, could you exacerbate this? Could this lead to him being not available at the beginning of next year? That's not worth it for like a 10% chance of making the play-in.
Right.
But all of a sudden, if you're solidly in the play-in, maybe you actually are a 7 or an 8. You only have to win once out of two opportunities or even get a 6 seed. LeBron's going to be excited about being a part of that.
They're 2.5 out of the 6 right now.
It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Not impossible at all.
So I love the moves. And, you know, you can't say enough about Rob Pelinka. The moves that were made at the trade deadline were transformational.
The period between Rui Hachimura
yes.
and the deadline, he did fantastic
yeah,
work.
Yeah, he really did. And they've got a real roster. They've got guys that play roles. They've got long wings. They've got shooters. I mean, all of a sudden, this is a really different team. When all those moves were made, I said, I love them for next year. I mean, I hope they keep this group for next year. I thought it might be too little too late for this year, but it's not. No. They can definitely, definitely get on a run.
I mean, you really do have to throw out everything pre-Rui.
Yeah.
Because it's a completely different team. Like, they may not have enough time to gel. They may not have enough runway. Like, the math has never worked in their favor.
Yep.
But this is a legitimate roster. Like, even if you don't think it's like a front-running championship roster, this is a competing roster. This is a good roster.
Yes.
It's balanced. It makes sense.
And I don't think, aside from the Suns, I don't think there's anybody in the West who you say, oh, damn, can't play with them.
I've believed in Denver all year.
Have you?
Yeah. Because I think a lot of the issues people point to over the last couple of years in the playoffs with defense, a lot of that goes away with KCP and Bruce Brown. Like
right.
It's a different group and Jamal Murray being back. But they've been struggling a little bit lately. You don't know what Memphis is going to be like. Sacramento's a legit team, but they have no collective experience.
Right.
I, though, have always thought of Phoenix as a next year team. Because even before KD's injury, I was just like, I don't think they have enough time to figure everything out.
Right.
And they're very, very top heavy.
You like, don't think they're the I think they're the favorites in the West, in my mind.
I still think it's Denver.
You do?
I do.
I don't find Denver to be intimidating.
But they're really good.
They are very good.
They're really good. Like, their upside might not be as scary as Phoenix's upside, but they're deeper, and I think they're more talented overall than Phoenix. Again, like, Phoenix with a full offseason, full year, maybe a couple tweaks, I think they could be really, really good next year. But all of this with with Phoenix is KD. When is he going to be back?
And by the way, last night, Golden State with a really big win. Golden State, I just cannot figure out at all. Like, I can't figure out their home-road splits for the life of me. I mean, they are like 1-100 on the road or something this year.
The only teams in the NBA worse than them on the road are the Spurs and Rockets.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're, only the Spurs and the Rockets have fewer wins on the road.
They're the five right now. The Clippers are the six. And actually, the Lakers, I've got them at the nine. Is that right? They're the nine.
It, all of these are so complicated because, like, I don't know all the tiebreakers off the top of my head. Like, it's so bunched up right now. Like, each day, the swings are going to be wild.
Right. The Lakers, New Orleans, and OKC are all 33 and 35.
Now, this is interesting. I went to, you know, that site Tankathon?
Remember,
we used to go there all the time during the kids'
when we were tanking,
era?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have, according to their metrics, the Lakers with the easiest remaining schedule in the NBA. It's at Pelicans, that's tonight, at Houston, then they host Dallas, you know, Luka and Kyrie
dealing with
injuries.
Yeah, then they get a legit homestand.
Right. Orlando, Phoenix, KD, to be determined,
yes.
OKC, back-to-backs against Chicago, at Minnesota, at Houston, at Utah. Who knows what Utah is even going to be like by then? Then the Clippers, Phoenix, Utah. From there, Utah has, according to Tankathon, the toughest schedule. Minnesota at 10th, Golden State at 18th, but OKC 24th, Dallas 27th, Pelicans 26th. So this
and the
is
Lakers
be
have the easiest.
So this is going to be wild, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a great finish. All right, coming up next for you, going to do a little game of games. Jacob Imrani is here to play. It's a busy day, I'm sure, for Jacob because people are sliding around in the rain right now. So Jacob's probably got his hands full. We appreciate him taking a minute.
I'll be concentrate during the
play
game.
Play Game of Games. It's your game today, right?
It is my game.
We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Then at 3:30, it's pre with Slee as we get ready for Lakers Pelicans in Narlands, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, joining us now is Jacob Imrani, the famous Jacob Imrani. And from the land of beignets and gumbo and etouffee, we're joined by John Ireland and Michael Thompson. What's up, guys?
What's happening, people? How are you?
You get to do any eating down there?
Yeah, we're full. Oh, yeah. We picked up last night.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
We went a little overboard, if you know what I mean.
Good. Good. You should eat in New Orleans. All right, so it's Andy Kamenetsky's game today. It's massive because we got six people playing. Andy,
love
what's
it.
The game?
Well, the game is, we talked about before, it's March 14th, a.k.a. 314, a.k.a. Pi Day. But 314 is also the primary area code of St. Louis, where I grew up.
Yeah.
So in honor of this, we're going to play some St. Louis sports trivia. And for several several of these, I threw in stuff with L.A. and St. Louis sports connections.
Right. Jim Edmonds.
Nolan Arenado.
George Frontieri.
There is some Ram stuff in there. Okay.
Okay.
In 1892, the St. Louis Browns joined the National League, and 8 years later, they were renamed the Cardinals. But before that, they were under a different name for one season only, the Browns. They had one season of this name. Which was it? The St. Louis Riverboats, the St. Louis Perfectos, or the St. Louis Brewers? The St. Louis Riverboats, the St. Louis Perfectos, the St. Louis Brewers.
Okay, I go first. I will say it's the Brewers. Jacob.
I will go with the Riverboats.
Greg.
I'm going to go with the Riverboats also.
Jorge.
Brewers.
Ireland.
Brewers.
Michael Thompson.
Boats.
You're all wrong. It was the Perfectos.
Oh, the Perfectos. Wow.
They were the St. Louis Perfectos.
It sounded so wrong to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Six of
Why
us and nobody got it.
Why would you call your team that?
Well, I mean, what they landed on, they were the Perfectos.
All right. Wasn't that a cigar once upon a time?
Might have been.
Might have been.
I think it was. The Perfecto cigar.
Which future Lakers coach played for the short-lived ABA team, the Spirits of St. Louis? Mike D'Antoni, Paul Westhead, or Randy Fund? Mike D'Antoni, Paul Westhead, Randy Fun played for the short-lived ABA team, the Spirits of St. Louis.
Jacob.
D'Antoni, Randy Fund, or who?
Westhead.
Westhead.
Westhead. Bergman.
Randy Pafund.
Jorge.
Yeah, Fund.
Ireland.
D'Antoni.
Michael Thompson.
Westhead.
And for me, I'm going to go Westhead.
John, congratulations. You are the first on the board. It was Mike D'Antoni played there for their last season in 75-76.
What?
You should watch the 30 for 30, by the way, about the Spirits of St. Louis.
By the way, teammates with Marvin Bad News Barnes. Uh-huh. And Andy, do you know who the play-by-play guy was?
No, I don't.
Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. You're correct. I did know that.
So John actually knew that. It was not a guess.
Yeah. They had a crazy history. All right, the now Arizona Cardinals used to be the St. Louis Cardinals from 1960 to 1987, and they were notoriously terrible for their 27 years in the Lou.
Yes.
What was their overall playoff record in nearly three decades? 1-3, 0-3, or 1-4? 1-3, 0-3, or 1-4?
Bergman.
0-3.
Jorge.
1-4.
Ireland.
1-4.
Michael.
Oh.
Jacob.
I'm going with 0-3.
I am also going with 0-3.
0-3 is correct. Yeah. Not only were they 0-3, they never hosted a playoff game in St. Louis.
Wow.
Oh, in the entire 27 years.
What a run.
My Cardinals.
What a great run.
So everybody has one but Jorge.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Rams, as we know, spent from 1995 to 2015 in St. Louis before moving back to L.A. Who was the first Ram to become a Pro Bowler in St. Louis? Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace. Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace.
Jorge.
Pace.
Pace. Ireland.
Isaac Bruce.
Michael.
Pace.
Bergman.
Pace.
Jacob.
I'm going with Bruce, too.
Bruce is the answer. Sir. He made it in 1996, the second season in St. Louis. Faulk and Pace were both in 1999 the first time.
So that was Jacob and John that got it right, mm-hmm. right?
Okay. In February of 1996, the Kings traded Wayne Gretzky to the Blues in a deadline deal. Gretzky only played 18 regular season games with St. Louis. True or false, he still finished top 10 for points in just 18 games with the Blues.
Ireland.
18 games. Now, Andy, are we counting the stats from when he was on the Kings?
Nope, just with the Blues.
I will say false.
Michael.
False.
Jacob.
False.
I will say true. Bergman.
18 games. It can't be. False.
Yeah, with the crowd, false.
Mace. It's true.
It's true.
God. He was tied for 10th with two other guys. It was a deal, by the way, that worked out for nobody. None of the Kings players or draft picks were good, and Gretzky didn't re-sign because he hated their coach. Which of these Hall of Fame boxers did not grow up in St. Louis? Did not grow up in St. Louis? Sonny Liston, Archie Moore, or Ken Norton? Sonny Liston, Archie Moore, or Ken Norton?
This is your wheelhouse, Michael Thompson.
Yeah, I'd go Liston.
Let's see. Go to Me, and I will say more. Jacob.
I'll go Liston.
Liston. Bergman.
I'll go Liston with Michael and Jacob.
Jorge.
I'll go Norton.
And Ireland.
Liston.
Congratulations, Jorge. Yeah. You're finally on the board.
You made it on the board. Yeah,
Ken Norton was from Illinois. He did go to Northeast Missouri State University for a little while.
All right, so Mace has two, Jacob has two, John has two, Michael, Greg, and Jorge all have one.
How many more do you want to do?
Let's do three more.
Okay.
Well, we've only got 5 minutes left.
Okay, well, we'll breeze through it.
So what's wrong with three more?
What is the postseason head-to-head record between the Dodgers and the Cardinals? The all-time postseason head-to-head record between the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Cardinals 14, Dodgers 10. Dodgers 14, Cardinals 10. Or Cardinals 12, Dodgers 12. So Cardinals 14, Dodgers 10. Dodgers 14, Cardinals 10. Or Cardinals 12, Dodgers 12.
I will go 14 and 10. That was one of the options.
Which one, though?
For who?
For the Dodgers or for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals.
Okay.
Okay. Jacob.
I will go with Cardinals 14-10 as well.
Bergman.
12-12.
Jorge.
Dodgers 14-10.
Ireland.
I'm with Mace. Cardinals 14-10.
And Michael.
Dodgers 14-10.
It is Cardinals 14, Dodgers 10, but just so I'm not a complete jerk, it's currently 2-0 Dodgers.
Okay.
The current streak is 2-0 Dodgers.
Excellent.
You might remember Chris Taylor in a walk-off homer.
Right, so Mason and I were the only ones who got that right.
No, Jacob got that right there also. Okay, so Mason, so Jacob, and John, all three, everybody else has one. So Mason, Jacob, and John have to go first.
Okay. Stan Kroenke is named for two Cardinals legends. One is Stan Musial, which is actually Kroenke's middle name. Which player inspired his first name? Jay, the given name of Dizzy Dean. Albert, the given name of Red Shandiest. Albert, the given name of Red Shandiest. Or Enos Slaughter. So Jay, Albert, or Enos is Stan Kroenke's real first name.
Jacob, we start with you.
You said Jay?
Jay, Albert, or Enos.
I will go with Enos.
Let's see. Ireland?
Enos.
I am also Enos. Bergman?
Well, I think it's Enos, but I'm going to go with Jay just because I need to make up a point.
Jorge.
Albert.
MT.
I don't have Enos envy, so I'm going to go with Albert.
Well, you should have had more envy, Michael, because it's Enos.
So that means it's down to, they're all tied. Mason, Jacob, and John are all tied with four. Michael, me, and Jorge are out.
Okay.
Okay, three-way race.
Okay. Cool Papa Bell, the Negro League legend, got his start with the St. Louis Stars. What was Cool Papa Bell's real first and middle name? Jacob Trevor, Joseph Tillman, or James Thomas? Jacob Trevor, Joseph Tillman, or James Thomas, Cool Papa Bell's real name.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll say Joseph Tillman. Jacob.
I will go Jacob Trevor, just for the fact that I'm Jacob.
I'm with Mason. I think it's Joseph Tillman.
What do we do? Because you're all wrong. It's James Thomas.
Go to the next tiebreaker. Go to the next one.
Do you have an overall tiebreaker?
This was supposed to be my overall tiebreaker.
Okay, let's just give everybody a point. Give three people a point.
Mason, Jacob, and John all get a point.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
Yes. Mason, you're on the board.
I'm on the board for the first time this month. Jacob, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So Jacob, we've got some NBA experts, some people in the league, and Jacob is here as well. Jacob, how do you feel about where the Lakers are right now?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I feel good. I mean, who would have thought with
I feel good.
Who would have thought, you know, with LeBron being out, that we would still be pushing forward like we are? I think the schedule is rather not difficult.
Yes.
I don't think any game is a given. But, you know, if we get tonight, if we get Houston and we get Dallas without Luka, you know, the teams around have been losing. They've been helping us.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're in a good place tied for ninth round. We can get into sixth or fifth feeling good. LeBron comes back and nobody wants to play us.
So tonight's big because they have the exact same record as the Pelicans. John, they've got a chance to come home at 35-35, 500 for the first time this year. Does it happen?
I think so. There are five games that are more important than all the other ones. They have 14 left, but there are five that are more important, and this is one of them. They have two games left against Utah, one each against New Orleans, Dallas, and OKC. So this is one you really want. Mace, I dare say it's a must win.
Wow!
Didn't want to go there, John.
Finally.
I didn't want to go there, but yes.
Figuratively, it's a must. It's not
those
literally,
five.
But figuratively.
But it's great. Those five.
It's great.
I'm saying
good.
Those five games. Five games are must wins.
Have a great call tonight. MT and John Ireland will be there in New Orleans for us. Thanks, guys. We'll be listening.
See ya.
All right, Jacob and Ronnie, thank you very much. Game of Games brought to you by CallJacob.com. If you are involved in an accident, you got to go to CallJacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Back tomorrow at 1. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.